Hey guys, this is the TL Podcast. I'm Elliot.
This is Joe.
And I'm Ben. And this is episode 2.
All right, great. Ben, I'm just gonna hand the mic off to you. You told me something today that needs to be said. Needs to be said.
Yeah. So I really think everyone's phones are listening to them. Because, dude, like, you know, like, I'll be, like, on the phone with somebody, or I'll be, like, you know, just talking about, like, an item I want. Or, like, an item, like, not even an item I want, but something that, like, I think I want for, like, a second or something like that. The next thing I know, I'm on Facebook, I'm scrolling, and it's popping up on my Amazon feed. And it's on my Instagram ads. And, like, I tried this, bro. I tried this with, like, multiple items. Like, I would just be, like, Gucci belt, Gucci belt, Gucci belt, Gucci belt. Like I just keep saying it, and fucking Gucci belt appears on my fucking phone.
Everyone's getting, like, a Gucci ad belt. They're getting a Gucci belt ad right now, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to wind up with three Gucci belt ads.
I just triggered
on my Instagram feed.
That's great. Oh my God, it's funny because we were talking about, what was it, that company, Psycho Bunny. And
yeah.
Because I don't know. I think I was talking about stocks or something, and Psycho Bunny came up. And I never looked up Psycho Bunny once in my life. Once in my life, I never looked up Psycho Bunny. And Ben's like, yeah, you know, I have a couple of them. I get an ad for it the second I clicked onto Instagram. I was like, oh my goodness, this is wild. This is actually insane. They have these ads waiting for you to mention their names, and then they go, attack, attack, attack. I'm like, whoa, relax.
I remember being in a call with a friend, and he just said, oh, second this thing is over, this quarantine is over, we should just go straight to Vegas. And the next thing I knew, I got, like, ads for hotels in Vegas from the Wynn and Bellagio for the next week. So, you know,
we need a good vacation like that again. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, Vegas needs to happen again. Part two.
Oh, Vegas was great. Yeah, part two. Yeah, although definitely gonna be a lot of parts of that.
I think with the phones, it's such an annoying thing because we already know that they listen, and we know that they use it, obviously, for advertisements, but you wonder what else they're listening to. You wonder if it's listening to you while it's off, you know, or in sleep, whatever, you know, while your lock screen is closed, but your phone is still on. And I think that sort of annoys me, and I'm sure it annoys everybody to an extent, and it gives you a sense of, like, there's no privacy here.
I got a message a couple weeks ago. It's like, oh, are you gonna set your alarm? I was like, no. And it's like, it's reminding me to set my alarm. Like, it knows my sleeping patterns. It knows when I go to sleep. Dude, it sees me when I'm sleeping. It knows when I'm awake. It knows if I've been bad or good. It's freaking Santa Claus. I'm telling you.
Bro, Santa Claus.
Bro,
confirmed.
Santa's using this shit. That's how he knows who's good and bad.
It's craziness.
He knows, this is how he sneaks in the chimney. He knows our home security systems.
Everything.
He knows.
How else does he get around the world all in one night? Just by going through everybody's phone. It's that fucking simple.
This whole thing is crazy because it's like with our phones and everything, and like, if that wasn't weird enough, my dreams have been so weird. It's out of control. It's crazy. I had a dream. I got into a shark fight. Like a full... No. I didn't get into a shark fight. I witnessed some surfer dude. Random surfer dude. Don't know who he is. First, we were in the ocean. You know how your dreams don't make sense? First, you're in the, like, this ocean. Next thing I knew, I was in a pool place. Like, an indoors pool place. Like, at a YMCA or something. And I'm like, how did I end up here? There's two pools, and they only open. They have like a screen door, whatever those things are, a sliding door, from pool to pool. They're like next to each other, and in the pool next to it is a shark. Just, you know, they keep a shark. You know, brain
Sharknado.
Makes no sense when you're sleeping, so why not? So this guy opens up the screen door and he's like getting the keys, left his keys in the shark tank. He leaves his keys in the shark tank, and all of a sudden I'm in a Jaws situation. Shark bites this guy's hand, and I'm with an instructor. An instructor pops out of nowhere and helps the guy out. And then I'm like, all right, this dream is getting too nuts. And I wake up immediately. I'm like, okay, this is, I don't know. The shark's going to grow legs and it's going to come after me next thing I know. I'm like, I can't handle this.
I think whenever you have a dream like that and you wake up from fear or like some, I think your mind is just telling you something that you don't know what it is necessarily, but it's in there somewhere and it's probably been bugging you for a while or something. And I think whenever I have a dream like that, like I wake up and I sort of think for a minute, what the fuck happened? And I just try to decipher what the hell just happened. And a lot of the time it just leads nowhere.
The weirdest thing I think about dreams is like we forget them right after they happen. It's yeah. like while we're in the dream, it's so important to us. It's like it's the dream is all we can think about. It's super important. And then all of a sudden we forget about it. And it's like you ever wake up and like you have a really bad dream or something and you're in hot sweats. And then like 2 hours later, you're like, you can't forget it. Yet it had such an impact on you that you just forgot it.
I've had like crazy shit happen before. I don't know, Ben, have you had any really, really crazy dreams recently?
I mean, the craziest dream experience I've ever had was probably when I had sleep paralysis, which is like, that shit is just wild. Like, I think that's like the scary, like, there's been times, like, and I'm sure everyone's had this, where like, you know, like, I almost got hit by a car, or like I almost did this. But I promise you, like, I don't think I've ever felt fear as much as I did when I had sleep paralysis. Like, I think that's the scariest thing I've ever had.
I've never had it. And
it's just like, it's weird because, like, the way it starts off, like, so this is the way it started off for me. So the way it started off for me is that, like, it's almost like this outer body experience. And I'm not saying it is, I'm just saying, like, that's the way it was. Like, you're like a ghost. And, like, you're walking around your house. Like, for me, I was just walking. I saw myself sleeping in my room. I saw my sister sleeping. I saw my parents sleeping. I saw Sam sleeping. I was walking around the house, like, as a ghost.
That's crazy.
And, yeah, it's mad scary. And, like, you're not even in control of your body. Because, like, you know when you're in a dream, you're not making decisions.
Wait, I thought sleep paralysis was when you're sleeping. And you're half awake and you can't move.
Yeah. So it basically it starts off as like, for me, at least when I experienced it, it started off as a dream and then it led to sleep paralysis. So let me just, so basically I'm walking around my house and I try to leave the house, like leave the freaking house. And all of a sudden when I leave the house, like it's almost like my, like the thing like got zapped back into my body, right? And I'm up, like, but I can't move a single muscle, like at all. And like I'm just in my bed and it's like really scary. Like, dude, this is like till today, like, you know, if you ever see those films where like, you know, like you, like they, like these horror films where they have like a hospital patient who's like conscious while getting surgery done on them, right? And like they can't tell the doctor or anything. Like that's like a common like trope. Bro, it like feels like that. Like it's terrifying. Like you can't move anything. And then,
did you see the figure that apparently everyone sees?
Yeah. I'm gonna get there. And then all of a sudden, like there's like this figure. I saw the shadow figure. Like, it was a shadow person. It was a girl. Or a guy with long hair. It was in the shape of, like, a little girl, almost.
That's so scary. And, this is so creepy.
Yeah, dude. And they're standing
right now. I'm, like, legit. You're getting me invested in this, and I never want to have sleep paralysis, and you're scaring the shit out of me. I'm not even going to lie. a little girl or a guy with long hair. I can't.
Yeah, or a guy with long hair standing by my door. Now, this is weird also. All of a sudden, they disappear. And then I get like an old movie countdown, like the five, like my eyes shut almost. And I get 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then my eyes like slam wide open. And like everything's gone, like I'm in my bed, I still can't move, and then bam, like this figure is standing on fucking top of me, and like looks at me, like screams in my face and starts like sucking on my stomach, and then like I get what like
the fuck?
I'm like this is happening for like 3 seconds. 3 seconds, and all of a sudden like I finally like am able to like move my leg. And then, like, that causes me to wake up, bro. And, like, I remember waking up. I remember I never sweated so hard. I thought I pissed my bed.
Oh, my God.
Bro. And I had this, like, it was weird, like, this magnifying feeling. Like this, like, goosebumps all over your body at the same time.
That's
like,
creepy as hell, woke up.
Like, I mean, it was like this weird feeling, and to like end it, like I thought like I was haunted by a demon. Like, I promise.
And then you looked it up, and everyone had months. The same. Everyone had the same.
No, encounter. Everyone had the same. Dude, that convinced me that this demon was like on top of everyone.
I'm pretty sure that's I had weird. Something happen to me like this when I was like a kid, maybe like 10. To 12, yeah. 13 years old. And I remember just seeing a figure in my room, like a dark, like a shadow figure in my room. Just, I was sleeping. I mean, I can't even tell if I was sleeping or not. It was so long ago, but I just remember being up. I mean, my brother was asleep, and it was obviously, I don't know, it was probably 2, 3 a.m. or whatever. I must have either woken up like during my sleep, you know, and I remember just seeing a figure in my room, and it just fucked me up when I was a kid for such a long time. And this was when I started like watching a bunch of scary movies and stuff, so I just attributed it to that, but it was really, really freaky.
That sounds freaky as hell. I never had sleep paralysis, so I'm not gonna like
you don't want it.
The
you don't
scariest,
want it.
The scariest dream I ever had. And like I will never forget this dream till the day I die. Like I think I had this dream maybe when I was 5 or 8, and I'll never forget it. It's like 20 years later and I still remember it clear as hell. So I'm in my house and I'm in my kitchen and I'm talking to my sisters. And next thing I know my sister looks at me with this really evil eye, and she goes into the like thing draw. she pulls out a knife, and then she walks towards me, and then I start somehow I'm on the other side in a dream, I teleport, you know, and then my other sister comes in and she's holding a knife. And now I have both of my sisters coming at me with a knife. So I run into my mom's room, like really quickly. And this is back when phones like had the cords connected to them in the house. Like, yeah, so I don't know why I remember that, but I just remember it. And she was like shooing me out of her room. Like my mom always did this or still does it. She's on the phone. She like waves me away like quickly, like get out. So like, I remember I was like, but like, they're about to kill me. Like, what are you like? And she's like, get out. I was like, all right, she's not going to listen to me. And, you know, because in your head, that's logical to think. So I walked out of her room. And all of a sudden, I'm in front of my sisters who are coming at me with knives. And this is the weirdest part of all of it, right? I look to my left and there's a window. And I see one of my next door neighbors going to heaven. And I know this.
What the fuck?
Because this is weird. I see a ray, like a beam of light hitting this guy's house, like two doors down from me. And he's getting taken up. Guy's an old guy with like a hat, with a cane, and he's like a religious guy or whatever, and he's getting taken up to heaven. And I'm like, whoa, this is too much for me. And I woke up and my dad was cooking eggs, and I was like, all right, yeah, I want two sunny side ups.
Oh my god. Oh, I was like, bro, yeah. There's so much like, interpretation in that dream. Like, your sisters,
there's a lot in there.
I'll tell you what, I had a dream once when I was like probably 14 or 15.
And, well, by the way, wait. Some therapist is listening to this right now going, I know exactly what's wrong with these guys. Some therapist is like, oh, that happened in your room? Okay, so he was didn't get enough tension as a kid or something.
Oh boy.
Something like that.
Yeah, no, I think I know why I had this dream that I'm about to share right here, but I remember I was like 14, 15, and it was a really short dream, but I'm laying in my bed, sort of same situation as my other one, but the lights are on. I remember just hearing a loud scream, like a demon shriek from my hallway. And then out of nowhere, like, my door busts open, my mom's holding a revolver, and she shoots me in the head. And I wake up. Like, I hear the gunshot.
Oh my god.
And I just wake up.
Oh my god, actually freaky.
And I was sweating like fuck. I didn't know what the hell just happened. And it was morning. I woke up. I was tripping. I was fucking rolling for days after. I didn't know how to react to that shit.
Did you tell your mom?
Nah, this is the first time I think I've told anybody that story actually.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you just have those dreams that, like, it's not like you don't want to tell someone, it's just that, like, you just never thought about telling
someone. I'm not gonna lie, though, if I was Joey's mom, I would definitely fantasize about shooting him. To your mom, that's actually a dream, by the way. It's not a nightmare, it's a dream. Another one. I had a dream, I had a brother. Like, and I knew this brother my whole life. And then when I wake up, I'm like walking out of my room thinking I'm going to go see my brother. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, I don't have a brother. And then I was like, I was kind of let down, like for no reason. I was let down. This stuff was great today. So don't forget, subscribe, give us 5 stars, because honestly, you know, why not? You're there anyways. Scroll down, just give us the 5 stars. If you're on Spotify, follow us on Spotify. And this has been the TO Podcast. I'm Elliot.
This is Joe.
And this is Ben. And this is episode 2.